Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Tony.
Thanks so much for being with us.
It's always a pleasure.
I know that you are looking forward to getting the word out to remind people that as spring approaches, it's important to remember to donate to local food banks. A lot of people associate the needs of food with Michigan's cold winters, when in reality, summer can be a very dangerous time of need, not only for all people, but for especially children, correct?
Correct. And I think, you know, the holiday time is when people are thinking about being generous and charitable, and which is wonderful, and we really appreciate that support. But, you know, people eat all year round, and kids, you know, a lot of kids get their meals at school. And we know that in the summertime when school's out, those kinds of resources aren't available, you know, at school, and those children still need to eat. So a lot of times families will turn to the food bank, you know, because they have emergencies or short food shortages. And even, well, all times of year are, you know, are times where we need the support of the community to make sure that food's available for everybody.
On a daily basis, just an estimate, how many people does the food bank serve?
Well, you know, statewide, which is my scope, we serve a million people, or we know that a million people a year use the food bank network. I don't know exactly how that breaks down in by day, but you know, one in 10 people in our state are going to need a food bank this year. And that's a pretty dramatic number when you look at who you've dealt with over the course of a day. You know, statistically, one in 10 is struggling and is not going to have enough food.
How many of those are children?
About a third of those are children in our state. Though we know that one in four people in children in our state are probably in poverty. So that's another factor that makes them more likely to need help with food.
Are donations up, down, or steady?
I would say they're steady. The money we receive in contributions basically turns into food. Food that's the kind of food that we need to distribute, whether it's healthy, fresh, and local vegetables and fruit, or if it's kid-friendly foods that we don't always get donated food that is what we need. So sometimes that money needs to be used to bring in donations from out of state or from to purchase special kinds of food. So the more food we have, the more food we can distribute. It really is a supply side kind of formula for us.
Jane, how much of how many days do you have supplies of food, I guess, on the shelves right now?
I can't even speculate that kind of number. I mean, the food banks are also different. They have, you know, they have millions of pounds of food in stock statewide, and it goes out almost as quickly as it comes in these days. So,
Well, no one knows more than you that these have been tough economic times, and when you have so many nonprofits trying to survive, what's the food bank done to stay in the mix?
I think that because people we traditionally have a very strong support network of donors and, you know, community members, because food is such an essential part of life. We have a pretty, you know, we've built a pretty strong following, if you will, and that's one of the things that really makes us be able to survive. People step up when you ask them to help, and that's what we've been doing. And you know, we're trying to make sure that things like the state homeless shelter and food bank tax credit remains in the state budget. There's things happening at the policy level that are going to be detrimental to families, like eliminating the earned income tax credit. So we are trying to voice our support and urge, you know, the continuation of some of those kinds of supports that really help families get their needs met. So those are important things beyond giving food and money that we are asking people to understand that, you know, we need to keep some of those incentives in place so that people have resources all year round.
Jane, what's more valuable to you, donations of money or to food itself?
Donations of money go a lot further, and we can be a lot more efficient with cash because we can bring in free food, just paying for the transportation, or we can get the right kinds of food that we need, or we can just leverage it with other resources. So as much as we appreciate every donation of every kind that people give us, but we can do a lot more with a dollar than we can with a can.
All right, Jane, if folks want to give monies, where and how can they do that?
Locally you can go to the the Mid-Michigan Food Bank or the Greater Lansing Food Bank's website to do that. If you want to help with our initiatives statewide, the Food Bank Council of Michigan website is fbcmich.org. We have an 800 number you can call for information. It's 800-552-4483. We can channel information. If you need help with food, you can contact us. If you want to donate or if you just want to know more about hunger in Michigan, the Food Bank Council is kind of the go-to place for that, we think.
Jane Marshall is the Executive Director of the Food Bank Council. Thanks so much, Jane.
Thank you, Tony.